I know, but the green one cuter.
This one look like
somebody used it to groom soul at.
why you gotta come for my dog? My dog ain't even here to speak up for himself.
Predominantly white.
God damn.
Solo white body. That's the cutest damn dog. Hey, I just love him.
He just fucking shy as hell. But
I know. Him and Milo, they love each other on the low. They be writing each other letters. I found a box of letters underneath my bed.
Milo sent a letter to Soul and was like, nigga, you come to my crib again.
It was just little paw prints.
Be posted up on the couch and shit with your little daddy and shit.
It was little paw prints and gang signs. Yeah.
And then you put a paw print at the end of the sign. You know who I am, nigga.
He crip walked on the notepad and shit. Milo don't play that shit, son.
Oh, my God. Of course, we started off by talking about our dogs. That's how you know we ain't got no life.
I know, right?
We ain't got no life at all.
I love my baby.
None whatsoever.
My little puppy.
But all right, this is episode 10.
Oh, my God.
Episode 10 of Common Combat.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we doing a little something. We finally got into double digits.
I know, right? Remember that was like a big thing when you was like younger?
Oh,
your
I'm 10
age,
now.
Uh-huh. Like, chill, ma. I'm not about to eat that ravioli. Like, I'm double digits now. Like, make me SpaghettiOs
like
with
doing
Nathan,
something out here.
Okay?
You know what I'm saying? You got to go really search for my candles now. You got to go really grab.
Don't use
things.
The leftover ones from last year trying to run out the same goddamn pack. No, I need a whole pack.
It's a new day, new year, new me, goddammit.
New year, new me, ma.
Shit. But yeah, it's episode 10. Common Combat.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate everybody that's been rocking with us so far up to this point. We got it to episode 10. Shout out to everyone who listens every week.
Yo, yes.
That's definitely a big thing. We appreciate y'all so much.
I
SoundCloud, iTunes, all that.
I love
definitely.
Your face. Thank you for everybody that follows the social media. I also love your face.
So, yeah, we're getting to a few things, and we also going to do something special for you guys. For episode 10.
Of course.
Yes. But one of the first things that went on this week is Nicki Minaj releasing a fake album and getting all her fans super, super, super excited about it just for it to be a joke.
Yo,
in it.
Yo, she the queen troll for that shit.
Yes.
She won.
So apparently Nicki pretty much tweeted out to her followers that like, hey, you know, I'm just not going to say anything, but the album drops at midnight.
Oh,
that's pretty
right.
much how the tweet went. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I guess people was waiting around.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
And she also said in the tweet that the name of the album was called Pick My Fruit Out. So after that tweet, she released a few other tweets of like releasing
what?
Like the track list of the actual fake album.
Uh-huh.
And the first one was, like, I think the first track name was, like, Melon.
Oh, my
God. The second one was, like, Raspberries.
Nicole.
And stuff like that. And then she had Pineapples for track 3.
You like, I call Nicki Minaj Nicole.
But it was so funny. If you go look at some of them responses from that tweet, like, people go crazy.
Did they really?
Over her, like, everybody was like, oh, my God, queen.
Yes,
yes
Queen Nicki, because
yes,
I love a honeydew.
Like,
yes.
going.
Honeydew was in my life.
Going crazy about it. Like, I was literally sitting here like, damn, like, there's nothing that this shit can do wrong.
Bitch is lit.
Do you see?
Pairs,
like, look.
Pairs featuring right. Rick Ross.
Look, it's like track 1, Mango.
Yo,
track 2, Cherry.
I cannot.
Track 3, Watermelon. Track 4, Bananas. Does that say Harambe interlude?
Yo, she fucking petty as shit.
And then number 9
does.
Is Fruit
it
Loops.
It says Harambe interlude. Listen, and she petty as fuck because she responded to niggas' tweets. Like, yo, Nicki Minaj, you win is
like,
the ultimate
yeah, that shit dropping at midnight.
Shit.
I got y'all. Pick
All
my fruit out.
All the songs are named after fruit, bruh. Yo, is she hacked? She got hacked. She had to have gotten hacked.
That shit
Ain't
was
no
so
way.
Fucking, like, you could just tell that people was just hype, like, oh my God.
If Nicki Minaj did this in real life, I'm going to start listening to her music. I ain't never listened to that. Like, she was doing the most.
It's like, you know what's, I think the thing with Nicki is, man, Nicki got bars. It's just like, I don't know, I think we got so wrapped up when she was doing the over-the-top shit with the wigs and stuff.
But she like
that it just
always
fucked us up.
To me, it was always like a missing link. Like, it was almost like, oh, the punchline about to land. Oh, you missed it. Like, it was always a stutter step before the punchline. I was like, I'm tired.
Or you'll be sitting up like, damn, I kind of expected
you
something
know?
Harder on the end of
like,
that.
You
but,
let me down.
But I think Nicki got bars, though. I definitely will say that
she got
bars.
She got body.
Yeah, well.
Listen, they pumped that up right. Pump it up.
Legit. The only thing about her body is that you know how there's some people who got, like, ass shots, but like they legs may be kind of thick, so yeah, they may be kind of like they can probably play it off like, yeah, that's my real ass. Nikki can never say that that's her real ass.
Hell the fuck
her
no.
Legs look like fucking toothpicks, but her ass is listen, big as shit.
I know she probably want to get that K Michelle, because you know K Michelle got some of her butt taken out.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
She
yeah,
was
yeah,
like, I can't live I like that. This. Listen, Nicki Minaj gonna have scoliosis when she's 40.
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
Money.
Now with the Henny thing is possible. I definitely would do that. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, if put it like this, like, I'm not pressed to have sex with Nikki. Like, I can sit up and say, like, I'm pressed to have sex with Alicia Keys.
Why?
I'm not pressed to have sex with Nicki Minaj. We just had
why,
a talk about.
She on fire?
We just had a talk about this on my my station
on my
that I'm
OK
on.
Cupid.
On my station that I bought on Q94. Literally, the question that I asked is, what is your one celebrity crush that right, could easily make you cheat while being in a relationship? You're one. That's like, no questions. Like, I'm definitely cheating. No
I don't
doubt.
I want to cheat. I don't want to play.
Come on. Don't give me that little BS answer. I don't want
to
cheat.
If I absolutely had to cheat and I had to pick one person, like in the whole, what is it? Like somebody in the music industry?
Anybody? Yeah. Just a celebrity. Period. Like you're one celebrity person that you're like, oh fuck that, I'm cheating on boo. Like that one person.
I be gay for like a lot of women mostly. I just be like,
that's fine. Even that. But who would be?
Because
that one
I don't
person?
Ever want to sleep with the celebrity dudes because I always feel like they got like herpes.
And you think women ain't walking around here with herpes too?
No, Sade ain't. I don't know.
Sade is bad.
It's either going to be Sade or Sanaa Lathan.
I haven't seen an actual legit photograph of Sade in a while, so I don't know what she looked like. I've only seen the same picture.
If you've seen a picture of Sade from the 70s, you've seen a picture of Sade today.
I haven't seen like an actual photograph of her lately.
I just want to fuck her for her wealth of knowledge. Sade. Like, she got it.
Sade's a good look.
I don't even want to have sex with Sade. I just want to lay on a pillow next to her and just have her tell me, like, to just sing me life lessons. You know what I'm saying? And I want somebody in the like back that. To be playing a percussion of Love
stupid.
Is Stronger Than Pride.
Shut up.
Oh my God. I won't pretend. Sade, listen.
Oh, snap. You stupid.
Not on some gay shit. It's just that I can't think of no dude that I would want to like cheat with. But her and Sanaa Lathan have always been like who I want to be as women. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they so stand up. And they so good at what they do, and they yeah. respectable as fuck.
Yeah.
Like you can't say a bad thing about Sanaa or Sade. And honestly,
she
like
was hanging
I
out
would,
with French for a little while.
That's all right. You didn't see her sex tape. Nah, but you know what? Sanaa Lathan keeps it fucking classy.
She
at
do.
All
I give
times.
It up. Yeah.
At all, I mean, she's a classy broad, yeah, and yeah, like yeah. I think honestly, like on some narcissistic shit, I probably only want to fuck him because I want to be him. Like if I can just internalize something from the experience.
Just something. Just give
just
me something.
Just a little something. But
see,
yeah.
I'm still stuck between like Alicia Keys and Rihanna. But the only reason why I might slightly lean towards
Rihanna would ruin your life.
I don't care. I want her to.
She'll ruin your goddamn life.
I don't care. I want her to.
You have a club foot after that.
But
shit.
The only reason why I might lean with Alicia Keys is because I know exactly what Alicia Keys look without makeup. So I'm like, that's cool.
You
like,
don't follow Rihanna Snapchat?
No, I don't.
All she do is sit around without makeup and smoke
and
weed.
She still look, I'm pretty sure
she
still
looks
bad
exactly
without.
The same.
Yeah.
You don't know why? Because rich people have amazing skincare.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I was against the Alicia Keys thing. I just think it's easy when you look like Alicia Keys to be like, I ain't wearing makeup.
Mm.
And I feel like it promoted the whole fake women wear makeup, materialistic women wear, like, you know, that kind of woman are the only people that wear makeup. And I wear a fucking pound of makeup a day.
Yeah.
And it's not that I need it. It's not that I'm trying to like cheat niggas out of fucking the true me. You know how they be like, taken to the pool on the first day. First of all, I do not want to go swimming. But, like, second of all, you can fucking spray a hose in my face. My makeup's not moving. Y'all need to get hip. But, it's not that I was against it, but, yeah, she is beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Rihanna's
definitely.
Beautiful, too. I mean, a lot of women, especially black women, yo, melanin is popping.
Hello.
But, hello.
Hello. Okay,
you
got to
say that because you fucking melanated as fuck. You Luke Cage melanated.
Okay, all right, damn it. Shit. Anyways, dark-skinned niggas been winning for some time.
Yo, dark-skinned niggas is popping.
We out here. But I remember at a certain time that we wasn't so fucking popping. I remember not booking that one joint in summer camp because light-skinned Derek was able to fucking pull her on the bus. But I ain't saying nothing.
Not Derek. Not that nigga Derek. Listen, yo, I'm sorry that happened to you on behalf of the black community, our bad son. And I can just imagine, like, little Sad playing a big ass head and them little ass eyes. Like, hey, why like, nobody love
I thought
me,
I
man?
Was popping. I had my ears pierced. I had my ears pierced early, too. I was one of the first niggas around to really get his ears pierced. I was like, what's
nigga
up
had
with me?
Seven chest hairs.
I was like, come on now.
Why I'm not popping?
Oh, you going to deal with that old light green eye motherfucker over there. Why?
I'm sorry. Wait till he get all these kids.
Wait till we come back.
You know. Sorry, y'all see niggas made a comeback. They came back in full force.
But another big thing that happened this week, Jay-Z, DMX, Ja Rule was caught in a picture together. DJ Khaled was able
to
put
it
together.
You know what? I was having a luncheon. That's what it was. Oh, God. I was having a luncheon, and I was like, let me see, you know, how you go through your contacts and be like, who free?
Let me hit up.
They was free. I was
Jigga,
like, y'all.
Jigga.
You know.
We know DMX in town, right?
I was like, guys, let's do brunch. So we did a little brunchy. Oh, DMX man. Ate all the croissants.
Stop.
I was so upset. I was like, D. He scarfed them down like a little pit bull. I was like, those are, you got to share the croissants right away. But Jay-Z didn't really care.
Because
he's not a croissant guy. He's not. Jay-Z likes bagels.
But yeah, I mean, Khaled once again bringing artists together. I mean,
what the fuck does he do?
Khaled's a DJ. He's a DJ.
Yeah,
Khaled.
But does he DJ?
Yeah.
I've never seen him DJ.
Yeah, DJ Khaled used to be like kind of like a big time DJ like in the South. Like,
but what does he do? Like,
he's a producer now. Like, okay. all the songs that he be on, most of the time he produced those.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so he produced
like
all
he paid
them.
For it or yeah. he put that shit
no,
together?
No, he produced them. Like, okay. Like, so, you know, you got to get Khaled his props because, one, he's a hustler, and two, that motherfucker was always able to put motherfuckers on the same songs that we could have never dreamed
Listen,
of.
Listen, no bullshit.
Like, we could have
like,
never dreamed of
Like, this
motherfucker
will get goddamn Prince.
You had, like, Wayne.
And Bun B, and you'd be like, oh, shit. Prince been dead for a minute, and he got him on a record. Listen, yeah. DJ Khaled is that dude. I'm not hating on him. I was just, every time I see him, I'd be like, what does he do?
Khaled pulls it off once again. So a lot of people are making a big deal out of the Ja Rule DMX thing just because, you know, a while back there they were actually supposed to be like this super group called Murder Inc. before Murder Inc. was actually Murder Inc. And some people didn't know that. So it's like kind of a big thing, you know. I think Ja Rule even went and said that, you know, a lot of people appreciated a few it's a few records that they did put out that people probably did hear. But he was like, yeah, it's a couple that people haven't
Nobody
even heard yet. So,
That's
I mean,
crazy.
So, I mean, like, I you always kind of wonder if what if that album actually would have ever fully happened. DMX, Young D, Jay.
I would have peed.
And Ja Rule, when Ja Rule was just that nigga, what would have happened if that whole album.
In the beginning, everybody would have been like, I just don't know which one of them is Ja Rule and which one of them is DMX. I just am not sure which one of them is talking, but I know Jay. I hear Jay.
If Ja Rule just did singing shit throughout the whole album, you would be able to tell.
No bullshit.
But if he was trying to actually rap, I'd be like, I don't know if that's
Ja
D or Jay.
Ja Rule, though, was a... I mean, all of them were fucking beasts, especially in their prime. But, like, Ja Rule was a fucking beast.
Oh, yeah. He had hits.
And I was like...
I always said it when people be so quick to, like, try to clown Ja Rule. I was like...
Y'all only clowning because 50 clowned
them. Yeah, I'm like, Ja Rule
had hits. Keep it all the way
hit.
Above
Stop
the board.
It.
Like, Ja Rule... And 50 Cent is just a bully. Like, you either get... You roll
but I
with
love
it.
50, though.
Yeah, of course. Oh, he's a beast, too.
I love 50, though.
But 50 Cent, the kind of
motherfucker,
you either rolling with him or he's rolling over you.
Yeah.
But, like, Ja Rule was, like, lyrical as fuck. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah.
Ja Rule's cool. I just know he had hits. Like,
yeah, he
hits.
Did.
Him and Ashanti was coming through
and
shutting
Ashanti
down radio.
And Ashanti can't sing for shit.
And she and he and it, and every song he did with her made her seem fantastic.
When I be with my baby. If a nigga can stand behind a mic and go, when I be with my baby? And niggas is like, that's hot. He got the juice. Because I wish a nigga would come up to me. What I'd be like, you need to back up. You need to take
what
seven
Dave Chappelle
paces.
Say, where's Ja? No. I'm sorry, but I got to bring this up. Because I just watched that episode again when he was fucking talking about, like, I guess, was it the 9/11 attack or something like that? And then he was like, yeah, MTV going to call up Ja Rule. Like, we care about Ja Rule at a time
he
like
said
this.
That shit on
yeah, we got Ja on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what Ja thinks at this time.
And he called that shit because I was like,
that
this fucking
so
presidential
funny.
Election, I done seen Ja Rule more than I have in the past 10 years. I'm like, who the fuck?
Bro, that shit was
why
so hilarious.
Why is he a political consultant? That's what I don't understand.
Where's Ja? But yeah, so other things on. So this is a big, this has been big lately for Solange. I think this is her first number one album.
Don't touch my
And I have
hair.
I've only got to hear one song, so I haven't got to check out the whole entire
Solange
album.
Solange Butt,
so
Master P see. On the interlude.
That's what I'm
she
hearing.
She got fucking Lil Wayne on that shit. What she did was she moved to, what's it called, New Iberia, New Orleans. Mm. She moved to like a sugarcane like farm.
Oh, okay.
And for 3 years. And put that, yo, that fucking, and she got like a little video of her making it, but yo, oh, every fucking song, every fucking little like skit,
everything.
Oh, beastly. Like I have listened to that every day for the past 2 weeks, every single day.
I gotta check
beginning
it out,
to end. Oh, it's amazing.
So what is it exactly called again?
It's called A Seat at the Table.
Seat at the Table.
Listen, Solange gave you a seat at the table. Beyonce made you some lemonade. Okay. The No Sisters are here to stay. No, it's beautiful. And it's it's thematic, but it doesn't necessarily have like a purpose. It's very black power. It's very like my black is beautiful, my melanin is popping, like being black is the shit. Don't touch my hair. Mm. It is the feelings that I wear. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But in the same vein, it just touched on different aspects of blackness. Like Beyonce's was like,
so it's a Black Panther album.
Yo, no bullshit.
right up your alley, clearly.
Yo, no bullshit. Right, and it's crazy because like that's me. Like I want to be all black power, but I'm not militant. And like Solange is like, that's me. Like flowers in my head, trying to like, you know, pump my black power. Yo, that shit is amazing. If you have not listened to that shit, listen to it right now.
Yeah.
It's $10.99 on iTunes. Like,
yeah,
and I bought that
out.
Shit. I didn't fucking steal it.
Yeah.
I did
check
not
it out.
Steal it.
Cause I'm here. I mean, I'm actually hearing a lot of good stuff about that album. So I'm definitely gonna check that out.
My niggas in the whole.
Well, since we are on the subject of black power and all this stuff, let's keep it going. Shout out to Ben and Jerry's. Shout out to Ben and Jerry's.
That shit, yo. Okay, so Ben and Jerry's was like having new flavors, so they had a hashtag on Twitter.
Please explain.
It's called Ben and Jerry's new flavor. It's called Ben and Jerry's new flavor in MLK and cookies. I'm just scrolling through my feed right now. I have a dreamsicle. Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
I died laughing at NAAC Peach. I passed the
God,
fuck out. I
no.
started rolling at work. Like I just can't. NWA Nougats with Attitude.
Oh,
I can listen. This shit goes
I've been
on
seeing
for days.
Everybody on my timeline purchasing like bulks of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
I like this shit. I want to commend us. Like,
yeah.
Listen, we came out in full force. Like, we about to.
We only getting Ben and Jerry's now.
Black it's... empowerment. Go
so
shawty.
What was the whole...
It's your birthday.
So what was the whole thing? So is it basically that they just made a statement saying that they supported Black Lives Matter movement?
Play
that,
the shit say Millie Rock and Roll.
Oh
like,
my
I
God!
Can't.
Is that,
I can't.
She over here reading the names
I can't.
Of it.
Say oh Millie God! Rock and Roll. Brownies versus Board of Education.
I can't. This is getting out of hand.
Hands
already.
Up, don't scoop. Diary of a Mad Blackberry. Plessy
Diary
versus,
of a Mad yes. Blackberry.
Plessy versus Fudgerson.
I
Lean
can't,
with
man.
A chalk with it. Listen,
I can't.
My people, thank you. Thank you for this shit. I love black people. Chocolate like it's hot. I can't.
Oh,
if you
man.
Don't dough, now you dough.
But I think it was
I
like.
No, wait. Before you talk, I got to tell you my favorite one. I got to find this shit on my feet. And
oh,
it's funny because
I'm scared.
From...
I'm scared to even hear the
no,
rest of it.
No, it was funny because.
Like, it's ridiculous.
It's a white chick, I think, that did it. But it say, all flavors matter, but when you open it up, it's just vanilla.
Oh, get split. All right, let's stop. Let's stop immediately now. Let's stop.
Y'all,
let's stop
I can't. Yo, if you have not checked that hashtag out, check that shit out.
Oh,
right the
God.
Fuck
out. What the hell is happening to the world
yo,
is what I really want to know.
Fucking clowns.
But so basically, was it that Ben and Jerry's, they just pretty much released a statement saying that they support the Black Lives Matter,
I think
the Black
so.
Lives Matter movement?
But the thing
so,
about
yeah.
Ben and Jerry's is I'm pretty sure all they do is sit around and smoke weed and make ice cream
stop.
Flavors. Like they. No, I'm not saying it in a bad way. Like, I feel like they like the coolest company like ever.
Oh, God.
And their ice cream is good as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't never
ben
had no
Jerry's
Ben Jerry's and
good.
I was like, I don't like that shit.
Ben
I think
Jerry's
my, what's your favorite
good.
One, though?
Mm.
Yeah.
I like the cookie dough joint.
You
cookie
basic.
The cookie dough joint
you
is all right.
Basic, bro.
I think I might be saying that just because that's the last one I had recently. So I'm like, yeah, the cookie dough joint
my
could.
My favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip, but my favorite, like, Ben and Jerry's is, I don't even know, the one that just got the giant brownies in it. Like, them brownies be like the size of my face.
The fuck
oh my
God! Stupid.
I live off that shit. I'm about
but
to
yeah,
do
shout out.
Now.
At the end of the day, shout out to Ben and Jerry's. That
yes, score. Thank you.
The support is real.
Thank you, team.
Definitely. So Wale, some footage has been released of Wale. Apparently, what did he slap out of somebody's?
He was coming down. It was nighttime. They was on the street. You know, he had his people with him, and the girl was like, I don't know if she did something to him or he provoked her or something, but she blew her vape smoke in his face.
Yeah, okay.
And so he smacked the food out her hand.
Oh, shit.
And then she go to, like, lunge, and his people pull him back. I don't think he was going to swing on her.
Mm.
But then that makes me think, like, has the idea of a man, you know, hitting a woman become so diluted that we feel like we can provoke a man to no end? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, is it impossible? Like, is a man supposed to exercise restraint at all costs? Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I don't think men should beat women.
Of course.
Don't think at any point you should raise your hands to a woman.
Right.
But I'd be good goddamn if you shouldn't, like, hold her ass the fuck down sometimes. You
feel
me?
I think the best way to kind of, like, phrase this for women, so for them to get it is...
How you going
to
rephrase a woman's phrase
for
women?
No, I'm just, like... The only way I feel like you could possibly get it is, like, if you had a son, mm-hmm. If a girl was doing something physically harming him,
right?
At what point would you be like, okay, you need to beat that little hoe ass?
I'm riding out on that hoe myself. What you're not finna do is touch my baby.
You know what I mean? That's the only way that you could, that I feel like females would get it, because, you know, there's a lot of females out there that are that sit up and jump, be quick to jump in guys' faces, swing on them, do all types of... over-the-top, reckless ass shit, because in their mind, they're like, he's a male. He can't hit me. If he do hit me, that motherfuckers is this, or
ladies,
he's a whatever have you.
No.
So it's one of those things where it's like, those type of women have to get checked about that specifically, because it's like, you know, it's one of those things, like, you can't just think that you can do whatever to somebody, and just because they're a different sex to you, they can't defend themselves or... whatever.
See,
like, that's bullshit.
Like, when, like, coming up, I mean, I've always been like about it, like, on, like, back and forth, because on the one end, if you gonna square up with a dude, you're squaring up with a dude.
Exactly.
But on the other end, it's like, the dude probably just shouldn't do it, because it's never gonna be good for him.
Never.
There's zero outcome when he comes out of that shit a man.
Nope.
I don't give a fuck if she fucking tried to shoot you. You gotta dodge bullets, nigga. Mm. Be rubbery. Don't fuck with people that try to shoot you. That's probably a good way to start.
But it still is just fucked up at how, like, it's still, like, I feel like what the thing is that, like, if a girl, like, it even goes back to the Chris and Rihanna thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's really only looked at what Chris did in that damn car.
Yeah.
Nothing gets looked at really about what Rihanna did in that damn car at all.
Rihanna,
it's the same thing.
I mean, she was a victim of domestic violence as it stands, but I think Rihanna definitely got some hits.
She whooped his ass at first.
Like, I think she got them, like, he caught them hands. But I think the issue is, and I be seeing it on my social media and shit, people sharing videos of, like, dudes smacking women and like, she deserved it. And it's like promoting this like domestic abuse culture. But I mean, ultimately, I don't think a man has a right to hit a woman. I think he has a right to defend himself.
Yeah.
And I think
if
it depends on how far you provoked. Wale ain't hit her.
No.
He smacked the fucking, you know what I'm saying, food out her hand.
Yeah.
He could have hit her. You know what I'm saying?
He could have. I mean, he didn't.
Just because, you know, he could have been a lesser man and put his hands on a woman. But I think men have the right to defend themselves, or, you know what I'm saying, try to get themselves out of that dicey situation. But in the same vein, there's other ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I done dealt with some crazy motherfuckers. I'm not going to lie to you. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, when a girl fucking, like, going the fuck off,
mm-hmm.
it's only but so much fucking holding your ass can do. You know what I'm saying?
You need to call the police.
So it's like, and that's true.
So
what would Mike
F
say? Whoever get to the phone first. But I don't know. It's just one of those things, like, I really wish that it was and it's not all women. It's only certain women that just kind of feel like, you know, this is a man, so he not going to hit me, so I can do this to him.
I ain't never felt like
that.
Like, I don't trust no motherfucking body not to put their hands on me. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I would hope you wouldn't, but
right.
I ain't going to put myself in that predicament. A, I'm not a violent person. Like, I'm going to just bounce. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, you know what? It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I might be playing, like, saying I'm going to, like, ride onto somebody. But honestly, I'd be like, you're really not worth, you know, the repercussions of what can pop off. You know what I mean? But thank the Lord, you know, a man has never raised his hand to me, you know, besides my father whooping my ass for wilding out. But, like, I ain't never had no man raise his hand to me. I ain't never had no man pretend he was. Now, I done took a couple niggas down wrestling. Listen, I'm a beast with the wrestling.
You took somebody down
I will
wrestling?
Tackle you. Listen, But that be like bae. But it don't be like no love wrestling. It be some, I feel like you shouldn't have ate the last piece of ice cream. I'm coming
for
that.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm about to take you down. You should have saw me looking at you. I'm like, for real? Damn. Like, I'm sitting over here like, Nikki, you took somebody down for real.
I can take a nigga down. I'm good at, like, tackling and shit. But, like, I am tackling and shit. Listen, when you date enough football players, they teach you how to tackle. Hey, now. But, I don't know. I don't think it's ever okay for a dude to, like, raise his hand in anger to a woman. But I do think a man has the right to, like, defend himself.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think it's just, I think the thing is that with women, it's like, I kind of want it to get out of their minds that, like, he's a man. He's not going to put his hands on me. Because I feel like them knowing that is, like, the reason why they feel as though they can go off the wire with shit.
Choked up by the right one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Until you really meet Ike. You know what I mean?
Who said it? I'm not going to hit you, but I shake the shit out of you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Listen, my mom always used to tell me that. My mom was like, don't ever hit a woman, but you better grab that little bitch and shake the hell out of her. And I was like, okay.
I mean, I commend Wale because people, like, treat celebrities. You got to think of the way we fucking treat celebrities. Like, we're all in their lives. Like, they have zero privacy.
Very true.
And so they literally are public figures, which means we own them. We generate them. Mm-hmm. So it's like they don't have autonomy. So this motherfucker's trying to walk down the street and you blowing smoke in his face.
Yeah.
He probably had a stressful day. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck do you think you can do that to me, like, as a grown man? You know what I mean? Like, because I'm popping, because I'm a celebrity. You think I'm going to fucking say my name? He was like, nah, bitch, I'm from D.C. Smack the fool. Sorry, I didn't mean to call it B-word. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. Oh, so before we even go further with this, definitely want to send our prayers and thoughts with everybody that's going through Hurricane Matthew.
Yes, oh my God.
Because I know it's crazy out there, so I'm hoping that everybody is safe. I haven't heard about a lot, like too many. I don't know how many deaths
have
been going. Oh, in
Haiti, I think it's up to like 600 or 700.
I don't know.
So, it's crazy. Oh, it took out Haiti. And in Florida, I mean, I saw people driving.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was like a time-lapse video. 1 minute they're driving, and the next minute they're floating into the ocean.
Yeah,
there
crazy.
Are. I watched another video. There's a manatee in someone's yard. Another one, there's a shark in their yard. The ocean is at your front door.
That's fucking crazy.
And the craziest part of it all is if you did not, evacuate in time, you're stuck. Because you can't go. You can't go on the highway. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And the EMS can't come help you.
Yeah.
They have no way of coming to get you. You know what I mean?
I couldn't imagine. Like, I would have no fucking idea. First of all, and it's not because I don't know how to swim or no shit like that. But I'm just saying,
black girl, we can't swim.
It's just real to be like, you can just wake up and you just surrounded by water in your neighborhood, just chilling.
You ain't even surrounded. You drowned.
that's just
Haiti
crazy.
Haiti is underwater. Yeah. Like, it's terrifying. I pray for Haiti. I pray for everybody affected by the storm. Like, that's just wild.
Yeah, we're definitely sending prayers to everyone who is dealing with everything out there, because
I pray for y'all.
Only could imagine. So what do we got going on for this episode 10?
Welcome to episode 10. Now, so because it's episode 10, we were going to do something real special.
Okay.
And so we decided to do a top 10 list. So our top 10 most revealing things.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
It's kind of scary because we really about to like open our veins here.
Oh, God.
So, numero uno es most embarrassing moments.
Most embarrassing moments.
I'll start because mine don't
start?
Really, it don't take that long.
Okay.
So, I was in the fourth grade. I was in the fourth grade and I was running around and I tripped in gym because my shoes weren't tied because I wasn't good at tying my shoes.
Mm.
And I dislocated my arm. Mm. And so, I went to... Advanced radiology. Everybody in Baltimore know goddamn advanced radiology.
Mm-hmm.
And they popped my arm back in and I had a sling. So we had like an assembly later on that week. And I had took my fourth grade pictures in it and shit.
Oh,
and we had an assembly later on that week. And it was like a magician. And it's like fucking crazy. And it's like everybody in school is in the fucking auditorium. And he picking people out of the audience. You come up, you come up, you come up. And I get on the stage because I thought he called me. And he was like, I didn't call you. Why would I call you? You have a sling.
Oh,
and I was like,
why?
Damn. Like, I was like, oh, why? And I just went back to my seat literally in my darkest moments. I'm replaying that fucking shit over and over, yo. Like, that was the most embarrassing to this day. Like, because niggas was laughing. Because I didn't have no friends at elementary school.
Right.
I had one friend and she had cancer, so she was out a lot.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had no friends. Like, when
you
I say
elementary school, sounded like an Arthur episode.
Yo.
Remember the Arthur episode and Lunch Lady had games? I was like, damn.
Yeah, it was dark as fuck. But yeah, that's my literally my most embarrassing moment.
I didn't have a couple of embarrassing moments. I'm just one of them
embarrassing motherfucker.
But one that is really like that I will never ever forget, and she will never ever forget either. But so I had a girlfriend and I had went to her prom. She went to prom. She went to a different school than I did. So I went to her prom with her. And we had gotten to like at the end of prom. I don't know. I forgot what the fuck we got in a fight about. We just got into like a real big ass fight. Mm-hmm. And then so we was outside her house, like sitting in my mom's car. She let me drive her car.
Whipping clean.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little Lexus truck. I thought I was popping. And we were just sitting in the car and we was just kind of discussing the stuff. And then it was her prom night. And then during prom night, after it's over, you know, you get horny, of course. So
no, my day left me.
I'm really it's sorry. Okay. Anyway, but I remember we drove around a corner somewhere, parked somewhere, started getting it popping in the back seat. All of a sudden,
oh God,
I just see this big ass flashlight light over the whole entire car.
Oh no.
Big ass flashlight. It lights up the whole entire car. So I'm like, shit, who the fuck is that?
Fucking Baltimore County.
So
Police.
I look up. It's the fucking boys.
And you know, Baltimore County Police don't got no tax.
So I'm like, first of all, this wasn't Baltimore County. This is PG County.
Oh, that's even worse.
So then all of a sudden, this now, mind you, Shorty has like this, like, you know, in prom, you got like the big ass dresses. So she,
yeah.
So I had just hiked that bitch up and was just
going for what you
yeah,
got.
Yeah, I was shooting my shot.
Looking for the hole.
But so I got like an all white tux on and shit. And like all of a sudden I see all of a sudden somebody just walks up and just gives a knock at the back window. Pants down. I still got like the white shirt on a little bit with my white vest on, but no pants. Just kind of just dipping in and shit. And he just was like, put your pants on and step out the car.
Oh no.
So I'm like, shit. So this motherfucker like Brit, so we're out the car. Long story short, because this is such a long story, I'm trying to keep it quick, but takes me out of the car, questions me like crazy, made me call my grandmother and all this shit. Literally, her mom had to come and pick her up. So mind you, we're all standing there with the police around us. Her mom pulled up in the car, came
like,
to pick her
really
up.
Committed a crime.
And look, the thing that pissed me off, the police was asking her questions like, "Do you know who this man is?"
Oh no.
She's like, yes, that's my boyfriend. Well, how long have you known him?" She's like, "What the fuck?" Like,
you know what that tells me? That
crazy.
You approach sex like rape. You need
crazy.
To get that together.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So that was one of my most embarrassing moments, long story short. There's a whole story with that. One day I'll probably tell you the whole full
episode
right now.
Episode 20.
But that was one of my
episode 20, we're going to elaborate on our top 10.
That was hands down one of my most embarrassing moments. Hands
damn,
down.
I'm sorry that happened to you. Well, I got left at prom. I pulled two white chicks off my date and it was my friends. They were like, "We're sorry, Taryn." I was like, "Don't let it happen again." All right, number two is most painful breakup. I think mine was like my most recent ex-boyfriend. By most recent, we broke up in 2014. And honestly, it was because I had this idea that I was in love. You know what I mean? And it's like, how you gonna break up with me? We in love. Mm. You know, and it was such a stupid reason. It was just kind of like, I had my shit together. He didn't. He didn't like it, I guess. And it was just like, no, I don't know how to not have my shit together. No, we in love. Like, how you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I remember calling him, like, three times. Like, I called him all day one day. Like, just come on. Because he's his
you, out of all people, you.
That's what I'm saying. Because I had opened myself up. And me, I'm so unpracticed to that shit. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was like.
He had you wide open.
He did. And he fucking played me like a goddamn fiddle. And I was just, like, broke. Like, he broke me, you know, for, like, 3 days. And then I went to the library and I was chilling. But, like. For 3 days, I lived in a fucking hole. Like, I bought that the day he broke up with me, I bought an entire pizza and like a fifth of E&J. And it was just me in my dark room watching fucking not Power Rangers, but like action movies.
Oh,
it was weird. But I was just like fucking broke down. And
shout out to Power Rangers real quick, though,
like,
because they are releasing the 2017 movie. That trailer looked crazy.
And I'm watching that shit with both of them.
But
yeah, he really like hurt my feelings. It took me a long time to get over that shit. Cause it was like, I had this understanding of love, and I was like, you just can't leave love like that.
Oh yeah.
But I guess it wasn't real, which is like the freakiest part of it all.
I think with me, I guess it was probably like my I guess that's, yeah, I mean, that was recent. Like, my recent breakup that I had, we was together for, like, years. Or, like, I was with Shorty for, like, 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. I think I probably have told this story before. But, I mean, it kind of, the fucked up thing is that we both kind of, it was tough because that was all we knew. Mm-hmm. So, it was tough that we both kind of knew it needed to be over.
Yeah.
Morally, a little me. Like, I think I had always known it needed to be over because it was just, we were just two, not necessarily two totally different people, but it was just like the way she went about stuff in adulthood was not the same way I would have went about shit. So it's just like when you got two, and we were brought up just two totally different ass ways. And I know they say opposites attract, but.
Not always.
Not all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? She was like, and not to say that I ain't never grew up, like, I ain't never lived in a city or nothing like that, but she was just a true, true, over-the-top city girl, and it was just like I was more on some other shit. Like, I was trying to be like, yo, I want to do something different. I want to blah, 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 blah. And she was kind of like still, her parents had kind of like kept her in like a, like, oh, you ain't getting no better than this. And you know, and I came from a, and I came up like my mom was like, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. So it's like trying to be with somebody whose parents have grown up in a way of like, no, this is the best you can do. This is the best you can do.
That's the thing about Baltimore City. That's why there's so many fucking CNAs and dental assistants. Yeah, because
they think that's enough, and that's it.
The city has a ceiling. And there's no overcoming that shit. Because when you come overcoming that shit, you're not allowed in your neighborhood no more.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like
people have even set up and called me a sellout before, and I'd be like, I show love to any and everybody.
I done caught the Oreo.
That's crazy.
The Oreo because I read. Like, bitch, first of all, we are in the county.
Yeah.
Act accordingly. Second of all, books are amazing. Like, reading is fundamental.
It's always crazy. I'm the sellout, but then everybody want to hit me up like, yo, I got this new song. You think you can get it on your...
Nah, bro.
Nah, I'm a sellout, remember.
I'm out here selling.
Yeah.
I'm selling
just over
out
here.
Shucking and jiving.
Yeah, shucking and jiving, you know. So.
Shucking and jiving for these checks, motherfucker.
But anyways, what's the next one?
Número tres es... Oh, I was about to say most favorite. Favorite song.
Favorite song.
I'm going to sound real soft. I'm real soft right now.
That's a
My favorite song is Emile LaRue's Make Me Whole. And if you have not heard it, you need to listen to it. Because Emile LaRue has the voice of a black angel. And the thing she says, it's just like, how could you not? You know what I mean? It's between... Well, actually, that and Love is Stronger Than Pride by Sade.
Okay.
Oh, I won't pretend. Like my dad, so my dad loved Sade. And he used to have these big ass subwoofers in the basement. And so he would play Sade and we would lay on the floor with our ear to the subwoofer. This is before my parents got divorced. I was like young as shit.
Okay.
And we would lay on the floor with our ear to the floor and listening to like the bass. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That song always makes me nostalgic. But Make Me Whole, yo.
Hmm.
Best song ever.
See, I'm stuck kind of like in between two.
Mm-hmm.
My first one... is Tupac Ambitions of a Rider.
All right.
And my second one is
that the boom 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 boom
yes, that and Michael Jackson's Rock With You. Girl, close your
Nigga,
eyes.
You got depth.
Let the music in it. That was my shit. Like oh, I that was shit. My favorite. That is like my favorite Be Michael Jackson happy. Song. And like that's my favorite joint, yo. Like that's those are like probably my yeah. That's up there for me. Okay,
yo,
stop.
I want to
I
go
ain't
cook
got,
out.
I ain't got my penny loafers on in my glove. Stop.
The penny loafers. Not the penny loafers.
Come on now. What's the next one? Go to the next. One.
Our next top revealing thing is our first time.
You want to go first? You want me to go?
Yeah, because mine is short. My story is as short as my first time was. And I feel like I can talk as much shit as I want to because he done passed away. He not gonna listen to this.
Oh no.
R.I.P. dog. He was a good guy. But,
oh God.
So
now that you just said that, it just made it even more like
I know.
A dream.
So we was in a relationship and we had a good relationship. Like we was like best friends. Mm-hmm. And he was a real cool guy. We used to go.
That's cool. You did it with your best friend. That's cute.
Well, let me get to that part.
Oh,
we used to go to like, what was it called? Pat's, I think. And we would get like cheesesteaks and then we'd go to the grocery store and get a whole cheesecake and we should fuck that shit up. Like anybody I can be fat
Wait,
with.
What age was this?
I was 18.
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
Go ahead.
And I had lived down here, so he was 18. My Baltimore boyfriend. I know. And so it was like Valentine's Day. And anybody know me know my birthday early in March. And I was like, being a 19-year-old virgin, I don't want to be that shit. Let's just do it. So we had planned a Valentine's Day weekend. My mother was out of town, so nobody was at her house. So I stayed at his house that weekend. And so we was like, all right, you know, we're going to make plans. The night before Valentine's Day, he got pissy drunk.
Oh, shit.
And I forgot to buy him a Valentine's Day. So I was like, that's fine. I went and I bought him this big ass monkey and shit. And so, like, we started off a little rocky because I had forgot. And then he was fucking drunk, throwing up the night before. So Valentine's Day, I was going to this club to see my friends perform. Valentine's night, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened, but I was like, we was supposed to be meeting my friend at the mall. And she was taking forever. So I was like, you know what? Let's just do it. And he was like right now? And I was like, yeah, right?
You saw me in my face. I was like, damn,
yeah,
okay.
I was like, let's just do it. I was 18. I was bright-eyed. And I was like, clearly sex has to work perfectly, right? And honestly, like, to keep it all the way 100, we had tried a couple times, but listen.
It just never happened.
You have the biggest penis, like, in the world. God. I'm sorry.
Okay, of course a penis going to look big to you your first time.
My nigga, it was a baby's arm. Like, it was huge. Like, even now, with knowing what I know now, this shit was huge. Okay. So, it wasn't popping. So, whatever, Valentine's Day, I was like, I'm fucking determined. And, you know, it worked. And it was 30 seconds long, maybe. I'll give it a good minute.
So was it just you like, no more?
No.
Or was it him?
He busted his little nut. And he went about his, I mean, it was like, pop, 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 pop.
That's how the virgins get you, though.
You know? And then he was like.
Hold the fuck up.
He was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, you know what? You good. I know what this is like. And,
I know what, shut the fuck
up. You know, we cleaned up and we went to the mall with my homegirl. And it was so funny because my homegirl was like, what took you so long? I was like, oh, we was doing it. And she was like, oh, my God. Because I was, like, the last virgin I knew. And she was like, oh, my God. I was like, it really isn't a big deal. And we didn't fuck after that. That was it.
See.
We broke up a couple months later.
See, the thing with my first time, like, I always kind of get confused with my shit. Because I don't know if one specific time was my first time or the other time.
Let's
was
not
my
count the time you just put the head in.
No, I didn't. No, I actually, like, all right. So, let me.
The first time you nutted. In a physical human female.
Oh, well, but technically, like, I was in it, like, over and over again, but I never nutted my first time, technically.
Oh, well, okay, that one counts.
So I never knew if it counted, because, like, most guys, like, when I talk to my guys, they're like, nah, bro, that don't count. The joint that you nutted on, the joint that you nutted,
let's do the actual physical what sex is. What was your first time?
Okay, so, all right, so there was this girl. Mm-hmm. She was, like, she was pretty much, like, my first, like, real girlfriend. I want to say I was... What grade was I? I was going into high school.
Ooh, you was a young body.
Yeah, I was going into high school.
All right.
And this was the first girl that was like whose house I ever was really like allowed to go over.
Yeah.
Shit like that. She came over my house sometimes. So pretty much it was just like she was at my crib one day and it just happened. And the crazy thing was is that I was on the phone. Like, kind of while it was happening. But this is my girlfriend. But the crazy thing is, I was on the phone with one of my, like, really good friends at the time. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I was trying to get advice from him or something.
Were you
like
talking to another nigga while you was having sex?
But the thing, no. The way it was another dude, but it was also his girlfriend was on the phone too. Because we were all cool, all four of us.
So
was
y'all
like,
had
cool.
A foursome.
So it was like them two on the phone. It was like them two on the phone with us two while we were doing it.
That's weird.
So it was just like, so then after a while, of course, we hung up the phone. But like literally, like I always make jokes about this. My first time. Literally was the longest I've ever went. Like, I really want to sit here and say that we had sex for damn near, like, 2.5 hours, I feel like.
And you ain't.
And nut. I did not nut at all. Because it was just, like, because it was a lot of her wanting to stop. Like, it would be like, okay, back up a little bit. And then I'd be going. So, it was a lot of that over and over and over again.
But, you know, you can't force these things.
But then it was like, after me and her broke up, because she couldn't handle my football schedule when I was in high school. Got with a cheerleader. She was a thought box, and I got it popping. Shot my shot. Boom. So I don't know which one is considered my first time, for real.
Nigga,
like,
you know what? I'm going to let you figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't know which one was. I really don't know
that shit
which
was,
one is
listen,
considered my first
that
time.
That was a bumblefuck. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that
I don't know. But that first one, it was just so fucking weird because I felt like I literally was like smashing shorty for like 2.5 hours and got no type of finishing product of it, like nothing.
That's depressing.
And but then it was like I kind of let her, because like she was kind of like telling her friends like, yeah, you know, me and Josh, we finally did it and blah 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 blah.
No, we didn't.
So
girl,
it was like I didn't want to shoot her down too much because I was just like, I mean,
you walking down the hallway like, no, we didn't.
No,
I ain't get mine.
So it was like, she was kind of like, she was happy about it. So I was like, all right, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Throwing fucking paper airplanes to her in class. No, we didn't.
Yeah. So the first time for me took forever. So that's why I'm like,
well, listen.
And usually people tell me like, yo, your first time was supposed to be like 5 minutes, bro. And I'm like, really? Because my shit was forever.
I got a world record. That nigga nutted in like 30 seconds. Right, what's my claim to fame? Make them not in 30 seconds.
Oh, God. What's the next?
The next one is your most used emoji. That shit is revealing as
well.
Fuck.
I'm not going to lie. I just really started fucking with emojis.
Old
like
man,
like, I'm not going to lie, because I'm not going to lie. Like when people were using, like when they first got popping and dudes was using them, I was like, bro, that shit kind of gay. Because the only reason, the only time I've ever saw emojis is when I'm texting a girl. If I'm texting a dude, you better not use a fucking emoji with me. That's how I used to feel. Now it's kind of acceptable. But at first I was confused by it. I was like, yo, niggas using smileys and shit, this is weird. Like, I don't know how I feel about
this. It's a masculine way to use emojis. Yeah. Like, don't be sending your homeboys heart eyes and
shit.
Yeah,
but it's like, I don't even like
a different color heart.
It was just one of those things that I was just like, man, dude should not be using emojis. But now it's acceptable, so it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you want to go to my most used one, it's the fucking laugh and crying face one.
Yeah.
That's the one I use the most because I be weak.
You never fucking laugh.
I'm never really laughing that fucking hard, but I use that bitch.
You like LMAO, cry face, and you sitting there sneezing.
Damn, I'm weak. Like that shit.
And you over there picking your nose with your thumb in your butt. Like, don't know what the fuck going on.
Exactly.
Mine is the rolly eyes one because I can't roll my eyes like physically. I just don't know how to do it. I'm every time I do it, I'm scared somebody can come pop me in the back of the head like my mother. So I be fucking using this shit a lot.
That's funny.
It used to be the poop one, but I don't share my poop stories. All right, what's your biggest turn on?
Biggest turn on? My biggest turn on would probably be teeth.
What?
Like,
Most niggas would be scared of teeth. Tuck them teeth away, shorty.
No, I actually like girls that have nice teeth.
Yeah.
Like, for your grill to be nice. It's just something I'm into. Like, I'm not really, like, I've seen a lot of attractive girls, and then when they smile, I'd be like, damn, I almost was about to talk to you.
But so far.
But it's like, it's weird. Like, if I'm going to be showing all my shits in every picture, and then you just going to be hitting me with a grin, like.
With the closed mouth.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I think teeth is like a real, real big thing for me. Like, if your teeth ain't together, I'm going to be like, I don't care how bad you are, I'm going to still kind of be like, teeth.
Mine not far off, but it's a good mouth.
So you just like lips.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I get you.
A good set of lips. But honestly, it's a good set of lips, like a good mouth, because you'd be like, you can do things with it. But a motherfucking all black. Mm. I swear I might fall in love with a nigga robbing me. It's just something about.
What? So a motherfucker just got to wear all black and have nice lips, that's it?
Yes. Oh, it got hot in here. Listen, I almost slipped off the desk. By the way, I'm sitting Indian style on top of the desk because I don't got no class. But yes, a motherfucker in all black is the sexiest thing to me.
Okay.
If you can like a rich black, like a real rich, clean black, go the panties. I need to go home and have some time.
I can't.
All right, your biggest turn off.
Biggest turn off. What is my biggest turn off? Ah, shit. You know, I mean, low key, I think even though it's like I'll accept it, like of course you my girl, of course I'll fucking deal with it. But I'm not really too fond of like girls farting.
Well.
How
are we friends?
Like, put it like, no.
Because I love to poop.
No, it's like, if you fart and we been together, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those things, like, if I had to chew, I'd be like, I could deal with you not farting sometimes. You know, I can deal with not too many poops here and there. Like, you know what I mean?
Bodily. It has to happen. Better out the end. If you hold them all
I'll
in,
take
you
a burp,
explode.
But a fart is just weird to me. It's just
a
like,
burp
especially
ain't
when
but a mouth fart.
But especially when you fart while we in the bed. Like, It's funny if I do it, but if you do it, it's like, ooh.
That's sexist.
Get your ass out of here. If I fart in the blanket, I'm going
to fucking tuck the blanket around your head. No, Dutch oven
no.
the shit out of
you. Hell no.
I think my biggest turn off is like unintelligence. And it's not even like, I understand if you grew up, you know, in a low, you know, your product, that's one thing. But if you trying to, you know, educate yourself, that's sexy. I like
BTI.
That.
BTI. I tell people that all the time. Like the people that are like, oh man, you don't understand. I'm just a product of my environment. I'm like, T.I. probably grew up in one of the most toughest areas in the fucking ever.
That motherfucker is articulate.
But this motherfucker, and people make jokes about him all the time, like, why y'all was using big words? You can tell the motherfucker's actually reading and gives a fuck about not being just a product of his environment.
And that's what I like. Like, if you always trying to, like, elevate yourself, even if it's just, but, like, a motherfucker that's complacent in their ignorance, I don't want no parts. I need you to, like, even you can tell when you first meet somebody, you read their text, and it's just like, why are you doing this? Why are you saying these things?
Why are you making me try to force myself to figure this message out?
You know? All right. The next one on the docket. Your biggest regret. Your biggest regret.
This is tough.
What is your biggest regret?
Biggest regret.
I don't know. I don't.
You know what?
What?
Not to say that I didn't make the most out of college, but I wish I would have done, like... Well, you know what? I kind of got two of them. I wish I would have not necessarily been in a relationship while I was in college. I feel like I wish I would have kind of like really experienced that time more than what I did. Because I used to be so rapid. Like I told you, I was with the joint that I was with for like 5 or 6 years. So I was kind of with her while I was in and out. Like we were on and off, but it was like... For the most part, I was with her throughout while I was in college. So it was like, I was like driving home on weekends, missing certain homecomings and shit like that. Like, I'm like, yo, like, I really wish that I kind of would have just like truly just been straight experienced college the way I wanted to. Like, I did. I went to parties here and there, but I wish I would have done a little bit more. And I also wish, I always sit here and make a joke that I wish I could tell my old high school self what I know now. But it's like... I would definitely have focused more in high school.
Yeah.
Like, because at first in high school, I was C shorty, like CCC's down the build. I can still play sports and I still pass. I'm cool with a C.
Right.
Whereas now I'm like, bruh, I really kind of wish that I would have focused in high school a little bit more because.
Yeah, I regret that too because, like, I really could have been, like, on some scholarship shit. Like,
yeah. Because loans is kicking my ass.
Listen.
Yeah.
Like, I really wish I could have just did some things different. My biggest regret, I try not to live with a whole bunch of regrets because at some point you have to respect the fact that that was an experience. I'll rock off of that experience.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I mean, the school thing is, I always think about that because I'd be like, if I really applied myself, because I wasn't stupid.
Yeah. That's the thing that pisses me off. And the thing that pisses me off is that I got bomb ass grades in college. High school was some shit, but in college, once I was like, oh, we paying for this?
Yeah.
I was fucking cum laude and all that. Graduated cum laude and all that. So it's like, it's crazy that I sit up and be like, damn, I actually could have been doing this shit.
Yeah, like right, I the really whole time,
but
shit.
I was so focused on being and playing sports.
In that
and shit.
Same vein, I see all these kids coming, you know, in my job, traveling the world and shit. I really wish I would have respected the world for how big it is earlier on. Because it's like now I'm still trying to get a passport. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't got a passport right
now.
Yeah,
I'm about to apply before the end of the month.
And sure to be telling me to get one all the time. Like,
I'm supposed
to get one and get it together.
I'm hopefully going with my friends to Europe in March. So we're going to try. But I think. I'm gonna say the not applying myself in the school thing, but I also wish that I would have like regarded the world as something that I can literally travel. Like I got access to that shit and not like become so complacent that I'm just like, you know what? I'm a work. It's like I settled down when I was 19. I was like, go to work, pay your bills, you know, you can party, but you know, that's it. Instead of like, fuck that, travel the fucking world. You know what I mean?
Go out on that limb and just do you. I get you.
All right, so then we got, what is your grossest, this is number 9, what is your grossest habit?
You want me to go first or you going to go first?
I think my grossest habit is farting and burping. Because to me, like my family, if you did it, besides like my father hated it, if you did it, it would be like, that's not good enough. You gotta come correct.
So you had that competition ass.
So it's like I never really. I mean, most people would say my grossest habit is telling everybody about when I poop and Snapchatting it. But I don't think it's gross because everybody poops. Then y'all read the book. Like I don't know. I just really. And I gotta fart sometimes, and I gotta burp. And honestly, I won't fart all the time, but I'll burp. I don't cover my mouth when I burp, and it's not something I can help at this point. Like I'd be at a fucking fancy ass restaurant, like my bad. Can I get a check? Like. Real baller.
Oh man, one of the weirdest shits that I do, and I only do it when I'm alone.
Is this your grossest habit or your weirdest habit?
It's my grossest one.
Oh, what is it?
And I only do it by myself.
You smell your nut lint.
No. When I'm eating, I do it. So you ever been eating and like you kind of get like some food like stuck like in between like your like
no.
Like, I don't know if it, all right, well, we can even sit up and say your teeth.
I don't eat like a wolf.
We can sit up and say your teeth or whatever. Like, I'd fucking, like, just take my finger and, like, pick the, like, meat out of my teeth or something, and I'll just eat it.
That's just the stupidest, grossest habit I've ever heard.
I'll just eat it.
I do some wild shit.
Because I'll sit up in there and I'll be like, because a lot of people be like, one person was like, well, why would you put it, like, why would you pick it out of your teeth and not throw it away? It's already in my damn mouth.
Who does that?
Might as well just eat it.
If the food ain't been on the floor too long, I'm eating it. Like, food is food. If it fall on my tits, I'm eating it. Like, that's not gross.
So,
I literally will, me and my friends used to have a poop text group. And we would literally, a poop text. So we would poop and we'd be like, what does this seem like? And we would text it to each other. We were gross.
And I'm weird.
I ain't never said I wasn't weird. Okay. I do some gross shit. We don't do that shit no more, but like.
I hope not.
I can't believe your little, I pick food out of my teeth and eat it. Nigga, I fart.
Nah, some people.
I'm farting in the White House lobby.
I mean, think about it like this. Imagine you somewhere eating, and then you see somebody literally pick some food out of their teeth, look at it, and throw it back in their mouth.
That'd be different if they picked it out their nose and ate it, or their ear and ate it.
But you'd probably be looking at it like, damn, you just going to put the bag in your mouth?
Nah, I'd be like,
a lot of people think that shit's weird.
I'd be like, I had what he had having because he can't waste a morsel. He got to keep it all.
What's the next one, man?
All right, the last one.
Last one.
Is your craziest childhood memory.
Craziest childhood memory.
I told you all my memories traumatic, but I hurt myself as a lot as a child. I was clumsy as fuck.
My mother literally. I got a hurt story too, so this is funny that you did that.
My mother literally took out accident insurance on me. Because I kept hurting myself. So it was 1 year I broke like 3 bones. So. This is my, and it's crazy because this is probably one of my earliest memories. I was like 5 and we had like a furnished basement, and we had these couches in there. And in front of the couches was a black glass revolving table, you know, real 90s.
Oh, yeah.
It was black glass and brass. You know how the 90s was. And me, my sister, and my older cousin who was babysitting us was jumping on the couch. And I went to dismount and I didn't dismount properly.
Oh, shit.
And I slipped, and my face went straight into the glass table.
Woo.
Like, face first. And my two front teeth went up.
Is that bad that I'm sitting here like, damn, that table?
Table was unfucking scathed.
Oh, what? For
table
real?
Was unscathed. My father kept that table for another 10 years.
Damn.
And my two front teeth went up.
Ooh.
Like, not out. They just went straight up. And... yeah, just think about that. And so my parents was on anniversary. They went to the anniversary dinner. A lot of good that did. No, I'm joking.
Oh, God.
So they went to the anniversary dinner, and they come back, and I guess my face was swollen and it was bleeding. I can't really remember what it looked like afterwards, but I remember they, like, my mother was, like, stressed the fuck out, and I remember them icing it and stuff, and Tony, you got it, da-da-da. And so I went and I laid down, and I guess I fell asleep. I remember my father waking me up by getting me dressed. And he takes me, and to me, it's like midnight, but it probably was like 7 o'clock. It wasn't like late because it was like they took me to a dentist.
Yeah.
But it probably was like urgent care dentist. I don't know if those still exist.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's a such thing as that?
Yeah, I don't know if they exist. And I remember them like going, oh, her teeth, you know, went up. We have to extract them.
Oh, shit.
And so I'm 5, and I'm stressed out, and they go to numb me. And now, to me, it looked like a mad scientist lab, but I'm sure it was just like a dentist's office. And they go to numb me, and I still felt it. And so they made my father get in the chair and bear hug me down, hold me down while they took the scalpel, sliced open my gums, pulled the teeth out, and it was not quick. Yanked them teeth out, then sewed it closed, and they put them in the bag and was like, here you go. Years later, I come to find that I do not respond to local anesthetic, which means when I go to the dentist, it's a fucking ordeal because they can't numb my mouth.
Oh, shit.
So it wasn't I was a kid. It was because what you were using wasn't working.
Oh, fuck.
So yeah, I don't fuck with the dentist at all. But that was my craziest childhood memory. Like that, and that was my craziest injury because I didn't have two front teeth for like 3 years.
Yeah, damn. Okay. Yeah. I think
beat that motherfucker.
I think mine was all right. So you remember when scooters came out? Like when scooters first came out,
I injured a lot of people.
I was one of the first niggas on my block to have a scooter. It was me and my other homeboy that lived like around the corner from me, and we was riding them joints, and we had like this big hill in our apartment complex, and we rode down. We rode our new scooters down that joint, and We flying down this hill with the scooters. Boom, we flying. And there's like this crack in the street at the bottom, like damn near once you get to like the bottom part of the hill. And you know, those little ass rubber wheels that was on them scooters, it wasn't getting over that damn crack.
Right.
So we both hit the crack hard, fly off our scooter. I mean, we both flew like complete air. But the thing that was different was is that he was on the side where the fucking grass was at. Not what? Josh, dumbass. Josh was on all cement like a motherfucker on his side. So we flying in the air. We both land. Ooh. This nigga gets up. He's like, yo, you good? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, I'm straight. My chin just hurt, but I'm good. So I walk all the way back home. I'm just sitting there because my chin really hurts because I sat up and hit my chin. So I fucking get home. And you know, I'm fucking crying shit. I'm like, Mom, I just fell off my scooter. Like, my chin hurt. And you know, your mom was just like, all right, well, just go lay down.
Go take a nap.
Go take a nap,
boo. I'm going to make you an ice pack.
Exactly. So I took a nap and shit.
Chin still hurt.
I know. I woke up. Chin is fine. My fucking wrists are fucking like swollen like crazy. Like, I had no fucking idea how fucking swollen they were. So my mom was gone. So that was even more worse. I was like, damn, now I'm home by myself to a guy. So I forgot why. I don't know how this ended up happening, but I ended up calling my dad. I don't know why. Who knows? I don't know fucking why. Ended up calling my dad. My dad see my wrist and like, oh, shit. So then he like, he meets up with my mom. Me and my mom head into the children's hospital. You know, children's hospital, they always looking at you like, okay, Josh, your mommy and daddy didn't do this to you, right? Like, you fell, right? Like,
I'm like, man,
my mom and dad didn't do shit to me. Can you help me? Like, I'm over here looking fucked up right now. So they x-ray my joints, blah, blah. I didn't broke both of my wrists. One of them was like hanging in a fucking weird way. So they had to snap that shit back in place. So I spent fucking fifth grade with two casts on.
Real cool.
Looking like a fucking superhero. Like I had a cast up to like, not exactly my shoulders, but like bicep. And then one to like my elbow on the other arm.
Oh, you was Lil' Cash
Josh. So I was just sitting here like this.
Nigga,
just,
you was a legend. Lil' Cash Josh was a legend.
Shit was fucking ridiculous.
LCJ, where I'm from.
No, it wasn't funny until you realize that I had two casts on. So there was no washing yourself up. There was no wiping your own ass. There was no feeding yourself
damn.
So
nigga couldn't eat soup.
This is why me and my mom are so damn close now. Because I was in the fucking fifth grade and my mom was still fucking bathing me, wiping my ass, all this shit. Yo. That's why Miss D is the true winner.
Miss D, you the real MVP, yo.
Exactly.
That's a mother's love. Because I swear I wouldn't do that for my best friend.
Do you know how embarrassing it was to be like in fifth grade, standing up and squatting and your mom getting all your areas for you? That shit was weird. Completely.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Exactly. So anyways.
So that was our top 10 most revealing things for our 10th episode. I hope y'all can judge us freely now. Y'all know a little bit more about why we are the fucked up individuals that we are.
But real quick, let's get to this question of the week. Yes. So it comes from Sydney and it says, why do guys want girls who like sports so much?
For the camaraderie, that is a good question. She was like, football season starting, I need that now. who don't like to talk about shit they love? You know what I'm saying?
I think it goes back to when y'all sit up and tell us about all this Mac shit. Y'all want us to fucking be in it. Y'all talk about Mac like they Jordans.
So we make up and y'all sports?
No, it's not even.
How's that cave you live in? Like, do y'all have electricity yet? How's like, the Wi-Fi reception?
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, y'all want us to kind of be interested in some of the stuff that y'all got going on, and we want y'all to be interested in the stuff that we like to do. That's all.
I don't think it's like a meager thing. I think she's saying, why do dudes like sports addict females that's into like sports? Because like every girl likes sports. Like I like sports. I like football. I will sit there and watch football with you.
But there's some girls that literally some girls out there that don't like watching it. They don't give one flying fuck about it. Like they're just not into it.
I mean, that's girls not into it. But I think what dudes like about females that like sports is it almost makes females enigmatic and like. Oh yeah, like I got one that'll sit and watch the sports with me, and then you know you have the whole
which is like, big for us because we think that's the great like y'all don't even realize that y'all just sitting there watching the game with us as long as y'all being cool and not being like over the top like oh my god who that and this and this and this and this and that.
I'm looking at butts. Listen, if y'all I'm just quiet. Chill,
like we actually believe it or not, we really do like that because it's like damn, like usually it's me breaking my neck trying to. Getting to the shit that she like, and she actually sitting here watching the game with me. That's dope.
I'm dead quiet because I'm looking at them cakes. But I don't know. I mean, who the fuck wouldn't enjoy somebody that you know? It's another thing we got in common, bae. Hmm. Like it's the same thing. If I did a dude that really like watching documentaries, like that's bae.
I mean, it even goes back to I don't even necessarily believe that you gotta necessarily have
but
a strong
you also
interest
have
in it.
Very,
it just gotta
you
be,
have a
just
very
cool with it.
Antiquated idea of. Femininity versus masculinity. Like you think the example you broached was y'all like Mac, we like football. Me,
no, I
Josh.
Didn't. I said I just gave an example. I was just like the same way like when you guys are talking with us about things like makeup or clothes or something like that. You don't want us to just sit there and be in a conversation like, yeah, oh that's dope.
I would never talk
good.
To my boyfriend about blah, makeup. Blah, 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 if my blah. Boyfriend talking to me about makeup,
so you ain't
we
never
need to
asked
have
the, so you never asked the boy like, oh, you like this shirt or something of that nature or like some type of piece of clothing. Like y'all talk to us about this stuff too.
Y'all talk. I mean, but clothing is different.
We don't necessarily press y'all saying, about sports unless y'all a sports
no,
type
but
of chick.
What you doing is you saying the masculine versus the feminine in very like cliche ways. That's what I'm saying. Like you saying makeup versus sports. I'm saying it doesn't necessarily. I'm not gonna have a dude. I'm not gonna sit there and talk to a dude about Mac makeup. A, I don't
wear
Mac.
Girls that do that.
And B,
trust
I'm
me.
Not gonna. I don't want to. My dude. Me and my dude are not going to have a rapport about makeup because he's not in that world.
Right.
So I think the idea is that she's asking is why do y'all like it so much? Because you can build a rapport. That's with anything. Why do dudes like females that they have similarities with? You know what I'm saying? Why would a dude that really like hip hop like a girl that like hip hop? Because she like hip. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's what you rock with.
I mean, there's more things to have in common overall.
Yeah, most
that
definitely.
Have in common.
I mean, listen.
So I can get that.
Me and Bae can watch football all day because honestly, the cakes in them uniforms.
Oh my God.
They're just so pert and round.
And why don't you look at the time? looks like we already done ran over.
That's
but
right. It's
yeah.
the 10th episode. We can run over a little bit. Thank y'all for tuning in for 10 episodes.
Yes, episode 10, Common Combat. Still keep sending all your questions to commoncombat@gmail.com. Follow us on IG at Common Combat and our Facebook, Common Combat. So,
what a
yeah.
coinky dink.
So follow us on everything, and we appreciate.
And you can always hit us up on our own social media.
Yeah, on our own social media, I'm at Play Cool Josh.
I'm at Lil Nikki.
So yeah, get out to us. Always send your questions. We are on iTunes
and
SoundCloud.
And always
so, yeah.
listen. If
you know, write a review on iTunes.
Only
let
write
us know
a good
how you
one,
feel.
Though. Don't write a bad one.
You know, let us know how you feel on
if
iTunes.
If you write a bad one, I will find you. No, I'm joking.
It's real. Yari, she liked wearing all black, and she's a part of the Black Panthers, so.
Listen, you see me coming a mile away with this fucking afro. They be like, Lil Broccoli, take your ass back home. I be like, my bad.
All right, this has been episode 10. I'll see y'all next week.
Bye.